Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
88 miles per hour.
It's Tufts Freeform Radio. We're pretty much a freeform show. We play a lot of rock, punk rock.
I feel like we're all over
there. We're a little all over the place, but that's okay.
We play some vampire tunes.
We always play vampire tunes.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Good evening.
Good evening. Anyways, the first song we heard was Waterfall by the Stone Roses, and right now we're listening to The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast.
Whoa.
It makes me feel spooky, like it's Halloween, even though Halloween's very far away. But that's okay. Anyways, we have lots of good music.
Tons.
We'll play a game later. To be determined. And yeah, anything else, Amanda?
I think that pretty much sums up. Don't want to give too much away.
No. Stay listening.
Please.
Please.
It will be good.
It will be. We promise. Or else, what did you say? 5,000 years of bad luck.
Days, but let's go with years.
Because we're vampires. All right. Mm-hmm. Another song brought to you by WMFO in Medford. Enjoy. It's silent at the beginning. It's playing though.
It is playing, I swear.
It's coming to you. We are.
Here it comes. Oh, 17 seconds.
Oh. Some static for you. Oh yeah, this is it. You enjoy this now.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll leave your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, I've often found explaining, but the hurt plays out all the same. And although I'm left defeated, it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. Well, I'm some stain there on your bedsheet. You're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. After my hug, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, and I'll be there waiting for you. You know that I'll be there waiting for you. Oh, 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 I'll be there waiting for you. All the clubs be there, and the Jackie Dales, all of them have got me waiting and waiting. All the cheap and the sugary forgotten things, I've got all the faces waiting and waiting. All the angels and the halos, all the friends got me waiting and waiting. All the clubs be there, and the Jackie Dales, all of them have got me waiting and waiting. All the cheap and the sugary forgotten things, I've got me all the faces waiting and waiting. All the angels and the halos, all they do is keep me waiting and waiting.
We're back. Welcome back. So we listened to some songs.
We did. First one is my set wake surfing song. It's called
No, it's not called Steppenwolf. That's the band.
I did that all the time. And I'm like, nope.
The song is called Magic Carpet Ride. You see what I did there? Because when I'm wake surfing, it's like a magic carpet. Ayo.
I just realized
that. So that's not why I picked that song. But anyways, then we listened to another song,
which was USMA by Fiddlehead.
Nice.
So good.
So good. And finally, we listened to Candy by Paolo Nutini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We still got some more songs for you.
Of course.
Let's see. I'm going to play one. And then you're going to play one. And then I'm going to play one. And then you're going to play one.
Perfect.
I think I should have been living in the 80s.
The 80s. I agree. Me too.
Really?
I always say that. However, I feel like they've definitely had a little revival, you know? Coming back, you see a lot of, like, clothing and a lot of the music, too. Like,
that's true.
I feel like the culture is coming back. But then like we the also parts. Get all the tech and stuff now. So then I argue with myself. I'm like, did I really want to live in the 80s? Or am I happy with how it is today?
That's fair.
Pros and cons, man.
I think personally, I could do a hybrid.
That's what I'm,
you know, I think.
I agree.
Now, maybe a little too. I feel like I can't say this as someone that is going into the tech industry. But I don't know. I think I would have done pretty well in the 80s.
But 100%.
Anyways.
We gonna play a little game?
I think we're gonna play a little game.
Let's play a little game.
Yeah. Are we gonna play our normal game?
Overrated, underrated?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I've got one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Overrated, underrated?
Yes.
Squirrels.
Okay, so if you had asked me prior to this summer, I would have said overrated because they run rampant and I don't know. They're kind of cute. I don't see a whole lot of redeeming qualities. This is Emma again, prior to the summer. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. we have some wild squirrels that live in our neighborhood.
We really do.
And Hannah and I, one of our dear friends and housemate, would observe these squirrels. So we had one that would lay on the branch, just totally like conked out, like arms and legs and tail dangling mm-hmm. off the branch, just sleeping, just totally chilling out. It was the most relaxed squirrel I had ever seen. It looked so like it had just gotten a little squirrel massage and just took a nap. And I thought that was amazing. Squirrel number two, I'm not going to lie, we think it might have had rabies because it acted very strange. We had the window open in our kitchen and we have a giant tree that's kind of right there. And normally yeah. we'd see the squirrels kind of playing on the tree. But one day the squirrel discovered that it could hang on to the screen behind the window. And it would just hang onto the screen and sit there and stare at us. And just what? Stare into the kitchen. And I'm not sure if the squirrel was smelling good smells that's and wanted crazy. To be near us. I don't know if it wanted to be our friend. I don't know if it was diseased with rabies. I really couldn't tell you. But then all of a sudden you would hear it and run away. And then we'd be like, okay, maybe it's gone. After literally sitting there for an hour and not doing anything. And then lo and behold, a few minutes would go by, squirrel would be back, just hanging on, sitting there, staring. Would not move. It was so strange. And so I think these two squirrels in my life have changed my opinion because they had a lot more character than I think I had given them credit yeah, for.
They do.
And again, don't get me wrong. They do indeed run rampant. There are so many of them. But I was very impressed with how much personality these squirrels had. So I'm going to go with that squirrels are slightly underrated. I think they get a bad rap.
I like it. I'm totally in agreement. I had, also with Hannah, actually, the other day, had a little squirrel experience where we were in the campus center doing some homework, and we look outside the window, and there's this scavenger outside, this squirrel, and he was just like, kind of, he had like a little swagger to his walk, okay. you know? And he was just kind of like marching along, not like scurrying like you would think. It was more of like a bold march.
Okay.
If I can say that.
Yes.
And he was really just determined to find food. He was going right up
to people's feet. He was a hungry squirrel.
Had his tail like up and like all like swirly. And it was just, we watched it for a solid 10 minutes because it was very entertaining. And I gotta say, they really don't get enough attention.
No.
Because also last year in my ecology lab, we ran outside and we did experiments with the squirrel's behavior. We had to like toss some acorns and see how they...
That's so funny.
This is what biology majors do.
I'm interested.
Or ecology, I should say, because some people do real things, but...
That's real.
I feed squirrels and see what they do.
I love it.
And they were so cute, because if you actually just stop and follow them around, they're actually very entertaining and just strange.
So I think the takeaway message... This was not planned... But the takeaway message from this conversation is follow a squirrel around for
follow
a day.
A squirrel
you might learn something mm-hmm. about the squirrel. Mm-hmm. about yourself, about life.
About the world.
About the world. Pay attention to the squirrels around you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That was... I'm glad I got that off my chest. And I,
me too.
Hannah just really attracts squirrels, doesn't she?
She points them out. I'm just like, true. And bunnies.
Incredible.
But that's a whole nother
that's
conversation.
That's another, yeah.
I'm not going to go
definitely.
Into
it. Oh my gosh. Anyways, let's see. The last song we listened to was 80s by Killing Joke. They just played in Boston. They've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they played the same night that we saw Interpol.
No way.
Yes way.
Wow.
I know.
Fun facts.
Fun facts. A lot of good bands were in Boston last Tuesday night.
And this month slash and semester, there's a lot of good shows going on. So pay attention.
Keep your eyes peeled and
money.
Your ears open.
Definitely go to some shows.
And before that, Amanda, what did we hear?
We heard Wayside by Renata Zeger.
That sounded good to me.
Yep.
And before that, we heard I'd Like to Be There by Rob Crow. I listened to that on CD in my car on my way here.
Hashtag retro.
Have you heard of the CD? Cool. You have another song for us?
I do indeed.
Oh boy.
Let's go.
It's my lucky day.
Times before, oh, I wanna whisper down the tune, all kinds of words you would never use.
at the reserve to drink. We'll be right back.
forest, can you see this? And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What? Basically, too long didn't read. Go outside. Look
explore
at trees.
The forest.
Explore. Because to clarify,
yes,
they were not speaking about a place like the forest, like a specific location.
Just the general.
Just in general. Areas with
trees,
a lot of trees and wildlife.
Nature. Did you hear that?
Who was it?
Oh my gosh.
I'm already done now.
Yeah, I think it's the time of the evening. So we just heard So Far Away by the band Dire Straits.
Yeah.
A throwback, if you will. Before that, we listened to How Simple by Hop Along off of their album Bark Your Head Off, Dog. That's awesome. And before that, we listened to Do I Have to Talk You Into It by Spoon.
Do I have to, though?
I mean,
I feel like I shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to. Don't do it.
Do not. Go through that door.
Okay, it's that time of the night. We're a little crazy.
Seven minutes to go.
And counting. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. In case you didn't know where you were, you could be in Somerville.
You may not be here,
Oh, that's also true.
Emma, let's keep that in mind.
I'm sorry. I'm being very single-minded. That's true. I'm thinking of all the people who are using, you know, the old school radio device.
Not the interweb.
Not the on lines.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
Yeah, you gotta keep that in mind.
I'm sorry. That was very silly of me. But anyways, you've been listening to 88 miles per hour. We have some possibly big news.
Yeah.
Which is that
we might
read the fine print, be moving our show. To Tuesdays from
what?
10 p.m.
What?
To 11 p.m.
Oh,
not certain yet.
We?
I know.
Not certain yet. Not certain, but... You'll know. Kind of certain.
But possibly certain.
Well, you'll see next week.
You'll see next week when you tune in. You go, oh no, they're not here. And then you'll just wait an hour and then we might be there. Or we might still be here at this time.
You never
Unclear.
Know. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know. Anyways... Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
It was pretty cool of
you. It was really nice of you all. Shout out to Maggie, my dear friend from home, for listening.
Hey, Magster.
Love you, miss you. I think we maybe have time for two more songs.
Yeah, we do.
So stay tuned for our two more songs. And then stay tuned for whoever's up next. This is a lot, but you're welcome.
Take a glass September. When my God-given little became a little older. Oh, goodbye, see my broken heart. Hold on to your teardrops, you got a long way to go. Did you get older doing nothing today? Don't you wanna stop complaining? If one is easy, then hard is two. No one knows where you're heading to. What's my private collection? Always better than you. No consolation prizes. Spare your lies and chew gum. Cut off your head, that's it. If you look like that, I swear I'm not looking for. I thought about this for a long time. I never had the chance to try and make it better. My heart is waiting for a new you. And there